Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 1, text 143. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Gweta Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Kaur Bhakta Vrinda Sabalaya Kaila Gundi Chagrihasanajana Patiyatra Darsane Pagura Nartana. First the Lord washed the temple of Gundicha very thoroughly. Then everyone saw the Ratiyatra festival and the Lord's dancing before the car. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Sulakaya Taksuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Pidamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Adadanashchanandante Idam yache puna puna, simad rupa padam boja, dulisham janma janmani. Vairagya yud bhakti vrishati atmai, apayama manadipsamandam, kupambuhiya paraduka duki, sanatanastam kabumasriyami. Pancha kaupa tarubhyascha, Kripa Shindhu Vaye Vaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadad Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Greetings from New Jersey. We'll have class this Sunday and the next Sunday. And of course this Wednesday, and that will be it for the Chaitanya Charitamrita now, and then I'll probably will inform you this week have to spend probably a week traveling, so maybe one or two classes will be missed after the 26th of September, and then in Vrindavan we'll start 10th Canto. We'll do the Govardhan Lila, actually from Govardhan. Each place in Vrindavan has a particular flavor. Lord's Lila Shakti, a very interesting potency, because the Supreme Lord in his enjoyment requires forgetfulness so that in other words, to be absorbed in love, he may sometimes have to forget the work of creation, or even to be absorbed in the pastime itself, he requires a separate energy or potency that carries out and organizes the lila for him. I think even in the Gaur Lila, there's some mention in one of the verses about the lila shakti, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes absorbed in the Ratiyatra cart. And so each place has a manifestation of the Lila Shakti to give a particular mood of that pastime. So I'm especially looking forward to talking about the pastimes, especially the Govardhan Lila, residing in Govardhan itself. So just in a week or two, we'll be back to the wonderful greetings from Govardhan, greetings from, excuse me, from Vrindavan. So we're continuing in this Lila. I have a personal sense of self-satisfaction that we were able for the last, I guess, let's see, came back March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Actually, 7 months we were going over the Gorilla, and personal satisfaction. So wonderful to open our hearts to the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahabhadanyaya, the avatar of magnanimity or compassion. And we're reading now in this Jalila. He's, of course, he traveled, but he's back in Puri. And he was with devotees, and now in today's verse, we're beginning to touch now on the more intimate or deep aspects of that Lila, because for Lila there's two reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The reason, the external reason, which means what he is doing for others. Sometimes it's said secondary, but I'm not sure we want so much. Well, in that sense, the things he does for others, he can do for his avatars. The things he does for himself, he has to do for his Swayam Bhagavan manifestation. So the internal reason for his descent really fully manifests in Puri, and that is to unleash happiness, right, and have that experience of love and that experience of himself from the perspective of his topmost devotee, Srimati Rahmani. So, as this summary of the Bhajya Lila continues, we'll get more and more of a glimpse of that intimate aspect of the Supreme Lord's descent in Puri. So, and again, I was also explaining how wonderful it is that in this Acharya Lila, this pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many nice examples and messages are presented through his life for us to imbibe and realize so that we can actually qualify ourselves to understand the internal reason for the Lord's descent. And we were just discussing some wonderful pastimes. I'm not going to repeat today, but the favor that Shivananda Sena gave to one dog who somehow, because of the favor of a devotee, he achieved the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and achieved perfection at the end of his life. And then we had the example of the son-in-law of Amoga, who was so proud. Pride leads to offense because pride gives you a inflated estimation of your position. And as soon as you have an inflated estimation of your position, you're sure to inappropriately relate to others and offend. Just like in the story of what is that story? Pitrasura, Indra. He became Tribhuvana Aishvarya. He had all the opulences in the three worlds. He began to identify with that It's not, even that a devotee, it's not that he has to deny that he has any abilities or he has any talents or he has any knowledge, but someone with a spiritual perspective, he won't identify that as integral with himself because he knows that they're given by God, they're external to his self, and therefore they'll be taken away at the time of death. It's not part of the soul. It's just like a bank teller, so much money may go through his hands. He doesn't deny that somehow or other much money goes through his hands, but he does not claim proprietorship. That's false ego. That's a false conception. So similarly with the devotees, he may have talents, he may have abilities. He doesn't have to artificially deny him, but he knows they're given by God, and therefore they're not his, and they can be taken away. So someone, Indra, the example is, he had that pose, but the false ego, he began to identify that this is actually an integral part of his being, this is an entity. And when his guru, Brihaspati, came in, he didn't even stand up, didn't offer him a seat, because he had an inflated conception of himself. He committed offenses. So we have the story of Amoga. He's from a very aristocratic family, and therefore he couldn't recognize the Supreme Lord, and he offended him. This is just a common philosophical conception that goes through all the Shastras, that if you have a false conception of yourself as the controller, then you cannot identify who is the controller. Abhritam jnana etena jnaninas. Abhritam jnana etenas. Lust, pride, abhritam jnana. They cover knowledge, they cover conception, they cover illusory. And therefore we see with Amoga, he criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But even though he criticized them, and even his father-in-law, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, cursed him so severely, that still he got the favor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his relation to a devotee. So the relation, devotee is so exalted. Prabhupada would always say, devotee is not ordinary thing. Devotee is so exalted that the relation with the devotee, the relationship with the devotee, the favor of the devotee, it is such a powerful thing. So in our journey to actually achieve what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, which is love of Godhead, our journey, it's so important to please the devotees, to have relationship with the devotees. It's so essential. This is the whole nature of bhakti. The whole nature of bhakti is making yourself for the pleasure of someone else. This is why the position of Srimati Radharani is so exalted. Because everything about her is for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. The whole spiritual life is making ourselves, our words, our mind, our thoughts, our body, how to make them pleasing for representatives of the Supreme Lord. This is the mood of priti or love. So somehow or other, ihaya shahir se karmana mana sagira nikalas abapta sudyu. Karmana mana is with our words, or if we can make an offering and please and attract the favor, our lives, we think this way as devotees. We think of Prabhupada. We think, we understand him as a representative of the Supreme Lord. And we should be meditating consciously how we can make our lives an offering. When you get an offering, you do it to please the person whom you are offering it to. Therefore, you make it very nice. How to make our lives very nice. How to make our lives, and to please someone, you must know their desire. And therefore, the highest form of service is kama seva. Where you actually serve the desire. You get the desire. And that's why Rupa Goswami is such an exalted personality. Because he gave himself with such heart and soul to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Rupa Goswami, his innermost desire, the most cherished desires. And the more you understand the heart of someone, the more you have the capacity to please them. So this theme is so nice to gain the favor of a devotee and be in the conscious mood to do so. And that's so antithetical to material consciousness, because the material consciousness is only concerned that people please you. How different is really the heart of a Vaishnava? Now, we're seeing this Leela, and we're at a very important part of the Leela, where Rathayatra Leela, which is such a very important part, because the Rathayatra Leela is the inner meaning of that Leela, is that Jagannath wants to visit Vrindavan. Wants to visit, Krishna wants to visit Vrindavan, and this is the Leela at the Kurukshetra. And Radharani is all, this is in the Antya Leela, which reveals the desire of the Supreme Lord Krishna, form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to relish the highest ecstasy of the topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. And therefore, the Antya Leela is very much these pastimes of intense separation. So one of the pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always meditated on and is described throughout the Antya Leela, the Leela is this Kurukshetra Leela, where Radharani meets Krishna after 96 years and is feeling the separation. She's there. She wants Krishna in Vrindavan, and the Rathayatra festival is food. And it's also the mood of Krishna. The mood of the absolute reality is to be in Vrindavan, where the beautiful pastoral atmosphere and the solitude creates the environment for intimacy with the full love of Krishna's heart, the full personality of the absolute reality can be manifest to the devotees who in that atmosphere can express their love intimately. Where while Krishna is as a king, and he has to maintain a certain position and a certain dignity and a certain respect for the position of that king outside of Vrindavan, the devotees feel a little bit restricted, a little bit awe, a little bit reverence, a little bit fear, a little bit distance, to actually open their hearts in such an inappropriate setting. So Gundicha, which is where, if you've been at the Puri, where the Rathayatra is going, Gundicha is that intimate setting. And you can see it. The Jagannath temple is right in the middle of the city, but as you go on the grand road, it's wide road where the Rathayatra goes, it starts to become more and more country-like until you get to Gundicha, which is surrounded by the wonderful gardens and forests, the opulence of the Vrindavan-like mood. So, first the Lord washed the temple of Gundicha very thoroughly. We discussed that in another class, and how also that gives us such an important message that we have to prepare the heart. The heart has to be pure to actually receive Krishna fully. And Narottam Das Thakur explains that Vishayacharya Kabe Shude Habe Mat. When we're free from material desires and the mind is peaceful, then we can actually see Vrindavan. So Gundicha, so we see the care and the thoroughness in which the temple, which represents the heart, is cleansed. And then the result of it is it's so clean and soothing and peaceful. Then the Supreme Lord comes. So we discussed that. And then everyone saw the Rathayatra festival and the Lord dancing before the car. So this Rathayatra festival and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing is so significant, because he's actually revealing although not everybody can understand it, except perhaps Swarup Damodar and Sri Rupa Goswami, he's actually revealing this intimate lila. And the intimate lila is what he's come to experience, which is the mood of Srimati Radharani. And what is her mood? Her mood is to fully express her heart and love in Vrindavan. And the Rath Yatra is Radharani taking Krishna back to Vrindavan and his sister on the chariot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing this mood of Srimati Radharani in kirtan. Kirtan is a way to express our relationship with Krishna. Because the holy name is Krishna, the holy name is our prayer for Krishna. The soul is there, the Supreme Lord is there. And if the proper understanding and consciousness is there, and we take the holy name into our heart, which is eternal potency, we take it into our heart with the desire to please Krishna, then our relationship with Krishna manifests. Perhaps initially it's just the mood of reverence or servitude. But everything is there in the kirtan. The kirtan, we saw described at Srivath's Angam, how wonderful that was, how in Navadvij, Srivath's Angam is Rasa Stali in Krishna Leela. Srivath's Angam in Gaur Leela is the Rasa Stali. And the devotees are in that intimate setting. It's nocturnal kirtans. The people who have the understanding and intimacy to understand the nature of those kirtans are allowed at the house at Srivath's Angam. They open their hearts in the mood of the Rasa Leela. And same thing in the Yatra. It's kirtan, but it's kirtan with a pure conception of heart. And kirtan with a pure conception of heart fully manifests the holy name and one's relationship with Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll go to the end of those kirtans, but it's so ecstatic, and he's doing kirtan. Well, maybe we'll describe it again, how that prem kirtan, Goloka Premadan Harinam Sankirtan, how it's descending from Goloka. It means it's in the mood of Goloka. It's in the mood of fully opening one's heart to Krishna in the form of the holy name. And we know in the spiritual, practically, what will we do in the spiritual? We'll do kirtan. And that's one intense form of Raganuga Bhakti, because Raganuga Bhakti means to follow the residents of Vrindavan and to aspire for their mood. And there's not only, kirtan is not only the mood of Goloka Vrindavan, it's the activity of Goloka Vrindavan. Someone has a little bit of a bad connection. You can check your bars, because if one person's cell phone is not holding on, it affects everyone. Can everyone hear me? Can people hear me? Hargo?
Yes, we can hear
you. Okay, that's good. Okay, just someone has a bad connection. It's a little bit disturbing. But okay, anyway, I'll plow myself through it. Okay, someone found out who it was, and they fixed it, maybe. Okay. So the kirtan, I've got to get back into that thought. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very much in that mood of kirtan. The object of kirtan is Vrindavan Krishna, and the mood is that intimate love. And just at the end, even when Swarup Damodar in the kirtan began to chant these verses to nourish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood with his hands, and we can have perhaps a mental imagery of this, with his hands, he's acting out the lila. He's acting out the pastime. Somehow his hands are, I've seen this in Vrindavan. You know, somehow or other, the conception and mood can be expressed through dance, obviously. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance and his hands, perhaps it was very, very subtle, but somehow or other the hands were moving somehow or other to lightly express the lila that he was experiencing. So I was describing, and therefore this is a very, very important point. You know, it's not that when you have a spontaneous attachment to Krishna, which means you're above the rules and regulations, it means you don't follow them, it means you don't have to. It means that, in other words, the difference between, the basic difference between Rag Marg and Vaidhi Marg is the reason why you are performing devotional service. In Vaidhi Bhakti, the reason you're doing it is because it's an obligation and duty. In Rag Marg, the reason why you're performing devotional service is because it's a personal attachment. You're doing it out of attachment. You're doing it because you like to do it, not because you have to do it. But when someone is in rag and has actual legitimate attachment, he may even perform the rules better because it pleases the Supreme. It doesn't mean he doesn't follow them. It means he may follow rules because it pleases the Supreme Lord. Look at the example of Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, his practices were like on the lines of a stone. They were so rigid and so fixed. He would count 1,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas. So is that Rag Marg or is that Vaidhi Bhakti? It was Rag. So when you love someone, and it doesn't mean you will not do things properly and exactly and use your intelligence, and therefore we often see that in Rag Kirtan, the kirtan, rather than becoming less organized, it becomes more organized because you're more focused on the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, in the kirtans, in this Ratha Yatra, they were organized into groups. Each group had a certain amount of madangas and an appropriate amount of kartals, four kartals to each madanga, two madangas in each group, eight kartals in each group. And the dancing, there was one specific dancer in each group. There was one particular singer. And who sung? Those who were most expert. Jiva Goswami says that better than hearing is actually singing. And better than hearing and singing is singing in the proper rag appropriately. And the proper rag means it starts in the heart. It's not just something just classical in one sense. It starts with the heart. And he said, but for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, singing may be better than chanting. If you could sing, that's very wonderful. But he says, you should sing unless there's someone else who can do it better. And that's the mood of Vrindavan. Who can please Krishna most is the one that's pushed forward. So who is singing in these kirtans? So in one group was Sarup Damodar, we can't imagine his kirtan. And another group was Srivas Thakur. That was his service. Because when he left Puri to go back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and you organized those kirtans at your house. So Srivas, what kirtan? Mukunda. I think that's also mentioned in the Gaur Artik. Mukunda, Govinda Ghosh, they're leading. And who's dancing? Advaita Acharya is dancing. And then it's Sarup Damodar and Advaita Acharya. It's Srivas Thakur and Nityananda dancing. It's Mukunda and Hari Das Thakur dancing. Nityara Madhurya. It's so sweet. Because the movements are coming from the heart. Govinda Ghosh, who's dancing? Vikrashara Pandit. And then there's three other groups from Kulinagram with Satyaraj Khan, Shantipur, Achyutananda, his father Advaitacharya, Kunda, Narahari. And how is it? There's four groups in front of Jagannath. There's one on each side and one behind. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is moving between the groups saying, Haribo, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And he's going so quickly, they say like a firebrand in one circle. And then that other, I'll repeat on Wednesday if you hear, but it's such an interesting point, is that, the Supreme Lord, by definition, his potency is inconceivable because he's not under material laws. It's manifest according to his will. Just like the question is always asked in Vrindavan, because if you go from Vrindavan to Govardhan, it takes like 45 minutes from the car. You know, and then people say, well, how did Krishna go to Jamuna if he lived in Nandagram? It takes an hour and a half in car. It would take him 2 days. But what does Vrindavan mean? It means it's manifesting according to the will of the Supreme Lord. If Krishna is walking someplace and he wants to be there, there's no limitations of time and space. He's there. And if he wants it to take longer, it's further away. He's determined. So in the spiritual world, we mentioned this, there's no restriction. It's everything manifests according to the heart of Krishna. And Krishna wants to be with each and every one of his devotees, and therefore he does it simultaneously. When he eats with the cowherd boys, every cowherd boy, 1 billion of them are face-to-face with Krishna, looking at him face-to-face and enjoying taking food with their friends and sharing off of each other's plate. There's no contradiction. And similarly, when he does kirtan, every devotee is staring with affection as he's singing, as he's dancing, as he's playing the Ganga, as he's doing the kartals, and he's looking face to face at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then all the kirtan parties join together, and then there's descriptions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because what is the mood of Srimati Radharani? It's the highest, most intense love. And the highest intense love is called Mahabhav. So you can imagine what emotion is. We have emotions. Think in your minds of a strong emotion you have. But imagine if that emotion was to please Krishna and it was intensified by his internal potency, how intense that emotion would be. And one of the emotional experiences in relationship with Krishna is involuntary actions, like crying, so crying for Krishna. It's an emotional experience. It increases the love. This is called Satvika Bhav. Crying, there's hair standing on end, there's being stunned. There's trembling. So the intensity of the emotion is three things. It's the pervasiveness of it, it's the longevity of it, and it's the intensity of it. And there are 8 sattvika bhavs, and when all of those are at the most intense period of duration, intensity, and pervasiveness, that's only seen in the body of Srimati Radharani and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So while he's doing this kirtan, then the ecstatic symptoms coming, when he's jumping, it's like the whole earth is tilting, and his body, and then these symptoms, when they all 8 manifest at one, then other symptoms manifest. And he can't even speak, his teeth are chattering, and he's saying, and his body is changing even in color from pink to white. And so this is the, and then, very interesting point at the end of the kirtan, because what Swarup Damodar does is he keeps the level of prema flowing by keeping the embankments of separation and union. So while all this is going on in this intense kirtan, then Swarup Damodar begins to sing this beautiful song of union between Radharani and Krishna. And we can imagine the sentiment. She hasn't seen Krishna for 96 years and finally meets her at Kurukshetra. And there's some song, say, Purana Nakta Painu Yahalagi Madinagahani Juri Jainu. How I gained the Lord of my life in the absence of whom I was burned by Cupid and was withering away. How I have gained the Lord of my life in the absence of whom I was burned by Cupid and I was withering away. How have I gained the, now I have gained the Lord of my life in the absence of whom I was burning by Cupid and was withering away. So this is his mood. I've gained. I'm in the mood of Radharani. He's in the mood of Radharani. I've gained. And he's dancing in ecstasy, and the symptoms of ecstasy are just flowing. And what to speak, how this is affecting everything else, and as the mandangas, the tumultuous sound, because now all kirtan parties have joined around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and crowds of people are coming in, and therefore Nityananda, who's Balaram, the protector, grabs his group, and they make a circle around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to protect them. And then another group, and three groups, and he's singing this in ecstasy. And he begins to jump high in the air in ecstasy. And I described before that Nityananda is following around almost like a fireman to catch him. But as that mood of union begins to, is there, the meeting of Radha and Krishna, then all of a sudden the mood of separation manifests in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. Because although he has met, Srimati Radharani has met Krishna at Kurukshetra, although he has met Krishna at Kurukshetra, it's not the full manifestation of that absolute reality. He cannot manifest as her lover, surrounded by Raja Vesh, the dress of the king, and so many soldiers. And that's when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins this snap song. It is the same moonlight night in separation. It is the same moonlight night of the month of Chaitra. The same Malati breezes are blowing in the air. But I am not happy here. I want you back in the days of my youth by the river and singing now that longing. So so Sutta is singing the song, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing now. Now I am the Lord of my life. And then the other mood comes, but I'm not happy here. So the embankment of union, the embankment of separation, and this is Prem Kirtan at the highest degree with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is what this verse refers to. And Krishna's Kaviraj at the beginning of that particular says, may the Supreme Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Because Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath, the cart stopped, and those wide eyes of Jagannath is Krishna, just meditating on the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Srimati Radharani. And therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy goes up behind the cart, Jagannath's cart will not move. And when it goes in front of the cart, again, the cart will move. So it's kirtan with some bandha or relationship. And that is the actual key to praying bhakti. That things must be done, practices must be done, chanting must be done with some form of some bandha. Even if in the basic sense we're just experiencing Krishna in our life as our protector, we're going through so many difficulties and we're taking shelter of Krishna and we're seeing him in our life. And that same person who's present in our life as our protector, he's now present in the form of the holy name, therefore we have relationship. And when that relationship develops into an eternal relationship, then when we chant that name, real love or praying manifests. Evam vrata swapriyanam akriti. Swapriyanam, the Lord of Swapriya, who is my own beloved. And then at that point, Chitanu Raga. From that point is born raga, or real affection. These are very advanced subjects. And I'm just going to read some verses. In the garden along the road from Jagat Temple to Kundicha, Lord Chaitanya performed various pastimes. A Brahmin Krishna Das performed the bathing ceremony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After dancing in the Gundicha temple, the Lord sported in the water with his devotees. And on Heta Panchami Day, they all saw the activities of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. It's already getting late, but it was so nice meditating on that. This Heta Panchami, Panchami means 5 days, and Heta means to see. So it means the Supreme Lord is with Lakshmi in Puri or Dwarka. And then on the pretext of the Rath Yatra festival, he's supposed to go for a day. What does he go for? A week, 2 weeks? And he goes to Gundicha, which is in Vrindavan. So okay. So Heta means to see, and Panchami the fifth day. So the fifth day after Rath Yatra, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, she becomes disturbed. Why has Krishna left? Why has Jagannath left? And in her disturbance, she goes to... Her disturbance, she goes to Gundicha. So they actually perform this pastime in Puri, where 5 days after Heta Panchami, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, goes in a procession to find out what's happening with Jagannath. And she's in the mood of, a lover who has been jilted, and she goes there. So actually, I'm not going to have time to explain the pastime today, but it's very interesting because in this festival happens in Puri because the Rath Yatra represents this pastime. So 5 days later, Lakshmi goes. So King Kataparuja, because he's such a great devotee and he's in the mood of pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, here, I want this festival held as never before. Hold it in the most gorgeous way so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased, and the canopies and the bells. And on Jagannath Rath Yatra Day, there's prasadam. I want twice as much prasadam distributed in that day. So this big procession is actually arranged by King Prataparudra. And there's musicians and dancing girls, and there's so many thousands of maidservants with pots on their head, and it's this huge festival. And when the festival comes at the Gundicha temple, then the people there, they arrest and they call it the abuse and tie up. I guess this is part of the festival, the servants of Lord Jagannath, because why have they taken Jagannath? Why have they taken Jagannath to this place? And I'm not going to go on today, but it's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attends this festival, and he inquires from Sri Damodar why Lakshmi gets angry. Because he says, usually, when in this culture, when the lady becomes jilted like that, her egoistic pride, she retreats and she becomes morose. But here, this egoistic pride of Lakshmi, she comes and she challenges. But the whole pastime is to, illustrate the essence of the pastime, that the Supreme Lord is more attracted to the intimate love of the gopis than he is to the manifestation of Lakshmi in reverence. And that's the whole meaning of Rag Marg. that whenever there is formality in relationship, obligation or duty in relationship, reverence, the love is not as forceful. Anyway, I'm going to stop here for today somehow to get into this pastime fully. Because it's another thing that happens is really interesting, because Srivastava is a manifestation of Narada Muni. So he just says, look at Lakshmi, how opulent she is. And he describes her opulence. Look how opulent. And he says to Balaga, your gopis are engaged in boiling milk and churning yogurt? But my mistress, the goddess of fortune, sits on a throne and has so much opulence. You know, so then there's actually, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts to explain that actually the opulence of Madhurya surpasses the opulence of Aishwarya opulence. The opulence of Madhurya, of sweetness manifest in Vrindavan. The gardens and the so many things, the description. Anyway, somehow I'm not going there today, but are there any questions by anyone? Gail, are you there today? No, Gail is not there. Maybe, I think today at Second Avenue for the weekend, I went on Friday, Ravindra Sarupabhu is giving a series of lectures on the Bhagavatam. So I'm sure she's also gone there. Anybody else like to ask a question or say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Amir Nimai.
Hare Bo, I got your little letter.
Got my email.
No problem.
I had a lot of trouble sending, but I think you got maybe two of them. I would very much like to speak to you at some point.
Okay.
How to worship Lord Narasimha.
Oh, okay. We have to discuss that. Somehow I got a new cell phone and I didn't get my old phone, but I had your phone number.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want that. If you give it to me right now, I'll call you unless you...
All right.
What is it? Yeah.
It's 212-987.
Yeah. Okay.
1993.
Okay, I'll call you sometime today or tomorrow, okay? Hare Krishna, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Kuldeep with Pradyumna Prabhu.
Pradyumna Prabhu?
Yes, Maharaj.
Great. Wow. He's there, huh? Great.
Yeah, he's going to say Hare Bol to you. Hold on.
Maharaj.
Pradyumna Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Any insight you can give? Hare Bol. Okay. Jai. Okay. I will call you also, Kuladeep.
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Shastra.
Yeah, Shastra.
Hare Bo. Thank you. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
It's Maha.
Maha Hari.
Hare Bo.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. From Delaware. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, we will end for today then. Thank you all. Vanchakopa, Tarubhyascha, Kupa Sundu, Vaeva, Chapa, Pitanam, Pavan, Avio, Vaishnav, Avio, Namo, Namah, Hari, 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 Hari.